Pensacola's Fort Pickens Beach looks pristine. The sand is white, the dunes are gently rolling, the remains of the old fort jut out against a bright blue sky. Adults and children, with their brightly colored beach chairs, towels, and umbrellas, are soaking up the sun. But there's something not quite so nice lurking beneath their feet.
Right now we're looking at some oiled material, residual oiled material from the BP Deepwater Horizon spill of 2010. And this material initially washed ashore, became entrained with sand, and subsequently was buried.
Joy Wibbs is with the Florida Department of Environmental Protection's beach monitoring team. He's pointing to what look like sand-covered pebbles on a picnic bench. Wibbs has learned to spot BP oil from others.
There are some other oils out there, but not in this nature. The only other oils that I've observed are harder, we called them hard black rubbery tar balls, and they were suspected from a spill back in the 70s. This material is rusty brown. It's going to be a little bit stickier, a lot more tacky than the material that you find up on the beach.
Wibbs' team combs the beach nearly every day, and most of the time when they go out, they find oil. Recently, the group found a large submerged patch of oil that, according to DEP's beach monitoring report, was 20 feet long, 4 feet wide, and 3 to 6 inches thick. Scientists are still trying to determine the long-term impact of the oil, and that, says Florida State University scientist Alan Marshall, will take a very long time.
Well, we find when we bury the stuff that it starts out as a layer, but then as seawater and rainwater go through, it gradually percolates down into the groundwater and eventually ends up there. So it'll be years and years that this stuff continues to show up in groundwater.
Marshall is part of a group that's collecting samples of oil from the Gulf and trying to identify where they came from. He says every year, 1 million barrels of oil, much of it from natural causes like oil seeps, pour into the Gulf. The Deepwater Horizon spill of 2010 dumped 5 million barrels of oil into the water, 1 million of which cleanup crews were able to scoop up.
So first thing to do is to decide when you see a tar ball or tar mat, did it come from nature or did it come from the oil spill? And so what we have is very detailed molecular fingerprint, and so we can pretty directly tell which is which.
The EP officials say most of what they're seeing at Fort Pickens Beach is BP Deepwater Horizon oil. Marshall says there are some misconceptions about the clumps. He says it's not like what initially poured from the broken BP well. Dispersants, similar to what's in dish soap, helped break up the oil, and Mother Nature did a lot of work too. Microbes in the ocean also had a feast.
So you'd think that the oil that washes up on the beach should be simpler, have fewer kinds of chemicals in it, but in fact it's three times as many chemicals, because what happens is the sun causes changes, the bacteria eat the oil, and they make all kinds of new compounds. Not all of which are good for you.
Yeah, on occasion. I mean, not to the point where it would keep me away or make a lot of concern. I know there's a hotline you can call if you find any, so the cleanup guys can come out and do their thing.
The oil at Fort Pickens has not stopped longtime area resident Paul Bennett from visiting. Bennett says he comes to the beach at least once a week, and he remembers when, 4 years ago, the trip wasn't so pleasant.
You know, for that period there, for people who love the beach, it was like very emotional. And, you know, people were just really upset, myself included, to be sure. So anyway, I'm glad to see that it's not, I don't really think about it that much anymore.
Bennett says he's not worried about the oil residue under the sand. The state continues monitoring the area for residual patches and is working with the U.S. Coast Guard and BP cleanup crews to remove what they find from the beaches. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.